Well, hello, hello. Hi, guys. It's me, Dot. I am the Oil Oracle, and I'm here to remind you that your life is a ceremony. And I have left you hanging. I'm sorry. I feel like it's been definitely more than a week since I uploaded a podcast. Because last week was just cray cray. So we had a UK business summit, which is a kind of corporate led UK training for doTERRA people like me. And we were there and there were 22 people from our team there. So I have never had that many people at an event. And to be honest, it was overwhelming. So last week I kind of went into ghost mode a bit just to get through everything that I needed to do. Wednesday I had a class in the morning and then all the prep and packing and everything else to do, and then Thursday we drove up. I drove three of my team up as well. Thursday night we had a dinner with 20 of us who could make it to that, which was so incredible. And then Friday, Saturday we had the business summit. Me and Rushna both spoke on stage on Friday, and Rushna's husband Jamie also led some movement on both days, which was awesome. And then on Saturday, straight after the event, we drove back to Devon and I drove myself and my three team members back. So it was really full on, and it's so interesting because events like that always really lift me up. They fill my cup, they charge me up, but also I always need a few days of integration when I get back the other side, where I'm just sort of landing all the information, getting clear on what I want to take forward, spending some time in meditation to just make sure that I'm not taking on other people's projections of what my business should be, so that I'm staying fully in alignment with who I am and who I'm here to serve and what I'm here to create. So yeah, it's Wednesday now. I am finally lifting myself out of that reflective mode. It's day 42 of the 90-day run. And actually, as well as that, this is really interesting because I feel like my first month I was really clear, I was really energized, I was doing the most. And then since the start of March, I've been a bit like, whoa, not really sure, like lost my way a bit. And luckily for me, Eric Worre did a big online training over the weekend, which I've watched now twice. And I feel completely re-energized and clarified on what I'm here to create. Yeah, so that's like 3 minutes of me giving you a massive life update, but that's where I'm at. That's why I disappeared for a week. That's how I'm feeling about the 90-day run. And I feel like it's now, yeah, it's day 42. We're back on track. I know where I'm going. I'm like nearly halfway through, and it's definitely doing what it's supposed to do. And today, there's a few things that have been mulling over, but I think what I want to talk about is the fact that everybody's looking for a magic bullet in every area of our lives. Everybody wants the one pill that fixes everything, or the one drink that makes you lose the weight, or like the one secret tip that no one knows that builds you a business miraculously overnight. And I'm afraid I'm going to be your friend today and tell you that there is no magic pill. There's no magic drink. There's no secret weapon. There's nothing that replaces work for something that matters. Like anything that matters, anything of value, takes energy to create and effort to sustain to a point. I do believe that with many things, once you get to a certain point, you kind of hit a certain velocity, a certain momentum, and things do become more self-sustaining. But in terms of starting a journey, whether that be in a business, in a relationship, in a weight loss journey, a fitness journey, a health journey, whatever it is, it takes work. And there's just no getting around it. And it's been really interesting to me. So lately, because I'm a network marketer, I get my own echo chamber of what I get shown on Instagram. And the two things that keep coming up for me all the time at the moment are this drink, this happy juice drink that is supposed to like miraculously make you lose weight and, you know, transform your life just from this drink. And then the other one is like these people who are selling a £24 course and making millions of pounds. And people, you know, the promotion of these things makes it look like it's just so easy to create what they are selling, the transformation that they're selling. And I just know in my bones that so much work has to be done alongside that one thing to make it happen. Likewise, with the oils, you can bring these oils into your life, and actually it's perfectly possible to be underwhelmed by them if you don't actually use them and integrate them. Like, I have customers who've bought the oils and just the oils have just sat there and they haven't really used them and they haven't been impressed by them. And the reason that they're not being impressed by them is because they're not actually using them. But people buy things sometimes, like oils or like that drink or like a 24-pound course or whatever it is, and they think that just the process of making the purchase will be the transformation. But the reality is, the whole point of transformation is that you have put energy in to create it, and the energy that comes out of it is transformed. And it's not about getting something easily. Actually, things that give you the greatest reward are the things that have been challenging to achieve. Like, work isn't supposed to be easy, it's supposed to be rewarding. You know, I really feel that. And it's interesting to me that we're just in this era of instant gratification and people wanting, you know, like a pill that they can take that changes their life, or, you know, like an easy business that makes them millions of pounds. The reality is, if it was easy, they wouldn't make millions of pounds, because you get paid what it's worth at the end of the day. Likewise, not millions of people don't make it in doTERRA, for example, because it's really fucking hard. Like, it's hard work. It's hard to be disciplined and show up every day. It's hard to face your nerves and your anxiety about being seen on social media and showing up. It's hard to message people and start conversations and talk to them about a product that you're selling, whether it's oils or coaching or any other thing. Like, creating a business from scratch, however many systems and however much support you have, it's really challenging. And that is why in the end you make the money, because you're being rewarded for the hard work that you have done. And so I just feel like that has been something that's been really on my heart to share. Like, I don't really think there is a magic bullet. I actually think that work works, and it's always worked, and we're trying to shortcut things that can't be shortcut. Like, when you try to take a shortcut, like, there are definitely ways that you can optimize and streamline. I'm all for streamlining things and simplicity and simplification of processes. That is really important. But in terms of the actual process of going through the work, going through the steps to become, say, a massive leader or to become like a very successful coach, like, if you try to shortcut those steps, you are going to miss out on the fundamental development that is needed for you to be the person who can hold that level of success. Ultimately, you have to build the foundations and create that from scratch for yourself, and that becomes your scaffolding, your structure, your framework that holds you as you rise. And whether that's in a business journey or a relationship journey, you can't skip over the foundations, because otherwise everything else is going to be wonky and out of whack. So I actually feel like this is probably all I have to say today. It's probably my shortest podcast ever, but yeah, it's that. It's like, work works. There isn't a magic bullet. It's going to take work and effort to build your business, and that's why it's really rewarding. So don't be afraid of it. You know, it's a good time. It's an amazing thing to do, and especially if you're surrounded by people who are also inspired and excited about it, then there's going to be nothing more exciting than actually creating your business. But don't think that you're doing it wrong if you're finding it hard, because it is hard. It should be hard. And that's why it's rewarding. You know, growth can be hard and scary and challenging. And that's why when you come through it on the other side, it's worth so much, on a personal level, but also like on the financial level, the rewards are so much because it's been a really challenging thing for you to go through. So yeah, maybe my message for today is that there is no magic bullet, but ultimately that's a really good thing, because when you go through the work and you do the work and you go through what it takes for you to become that person, that leader, that business person, that entrepreneur, actually how you feel after going through those challenges is worth every penny. And if you are on that entrepreneurial journey and you don't have oils, you are missing a trick because they really, really help. So if you are listening to this and you don't have oils, but you want them to help you on your journey, please come and find me. I am on the internet all the time. I am mostly on Instagram at I Am The Oil Oracle. You can find me there and send me a message and I can help you out. And all the kits are always linked in my bio. Anyway, my loves, this is just breaking the seal on the podcast, having not had something up for a while. I promise I will come back with more wisdom, more energy, more insights for you this week. And I appreciate you. And I will see you soon. Your life is a ceremony. So go and start living that way.